This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump sent out a tweet to a dozen ballistic missiles at two Iraqi air bases that houses U.S. troops. U.S. authorities are now checking for casualties and damages. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman is following the developments.
What we know is that the Iranians targeted two U.S. bases with a number of missiles. All indications are that there were no casualties, no Iraqis at those bases in Iraq, or Americans have been killed or wounded, according to the latest information. But officials at the White House and Defense Department are cautioning that until it's daylight and they make a thorough assessment, we won't have a full indication of the extent of damage. There is some speculation that Iranians wanted to send a message of retaliation, but not cause an escalation of the United States to attack Iran, as he has threatened.
President Trump says he will make a statement on Wednesday morning. Meantime, Iran's foreign minister said Iran does not want escalation or war. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral of Qasem Soleimani killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people gathered to honor Soleimani at his hometown of Kerman before his burial, following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. State media reported said the burial was postponed following .com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iranian state media reported Wednesday a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 180 people crashed shortly after taking off from an airport in Tehran. There was no immediate word on injuries. The report said the suspected cause of the crash was mechanical. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Tuesday there is desperate need for practical ways to improve ties with North Korea, adding that he was ready to meet with the reclusive leader in Pyongyang repeatedly if necessary. We get more on the story from Michelle Hennessy.
Moon Jae-in used the annual address to say there's a, quote, desperate need for improving ties with North Korea, and said he regrets the lack of progress in negotiations.
In a time of deadlock in U.S.-North Korea talks, and where we're even concerned about a step backward in inter-Korean relations, we're in desperate need of practical ways to improve cooperation between the Koreas.
Moon added that he was ready to travel to Pyongyang again and repeatedly meet with reclusive leader Kim Jong-un if necessary, pressure from the United States. But he signaled there was still room for dialogue with the U.S., something Moon said on Tuesday must continue, adding provocations and threats are not helpful for anyone.
That was Michelle Hennessy reporting. The United Nations reports intercommunal violence in Sudan's West Darfur state has killed and injured scores of people. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting erupted between Arabs and the Mazalit, an African indigenous ethnic group, at the end of December in and around West Darfur's capital, El Geneina. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the violence has taken a heavy toll. It reports at least 54 people have been killed and 60 injured. It says 40,000 have been internally displaced and thousands of others have fled to Chad in search of refuge. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says the displaced are sheltering in schools and government buildings around El Geneina. He says UN agencies and local partners are providing essential relief. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of the weather change to shore up defenses against the massive bushfires. Rain and cooler temperatures giving firefighters time to bolster containment lines, clear ground vegetation, and conduct controlled burns. But the rainfall is not enough to extinguish hundreds of fires still burning across the area. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.